This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. They're called the Ragbirds, a five-piece folk rock fusion band out of Ann Arbor. The band has quite an avid following. Fans who are looking forward to seeing the Ragbirds hit the road. But when that happens this fall, the Ragbirds are going to pack more than guitars and fiddles and percussion. They are going to be packing diapers and all the myriad supplies that you need to travel with a baby. Lead vocalist and Celtic fiddler Erin Zindel is due just about any moment now, and she joins us now in the studio. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
I have to love the name of this tour, the Brave New Baby Tour.
Thanks.
When are you due?
I am due on August 20th.
So the clock is ticking, and when are you supposed to hit the road?
Well, the first show that we have scheduled is at the end of September. I think it's the 27th.
So the baby would be about 4 or 5 weeks old, depending on when baby chooses to arrive.
Right.
And was there any thought of maybe not going out on the road with a newborn? Or did you just decide, hey, this is what mom and dad do and come along for the ride?
You know, of course, we thought about it from all different angles and considered all different possibilities. But this is what we do. My husband's also in the band with me and my brother. And we have a friend who's willing to come along as a road nanny. And so she's going to be helping to take care of the baby while we're on stage. And really, I mean, many women go back to work after having their baby, you know, within 4 or 6 weeks sometimes. And, you know, for me, my going back to work doesn't involve me being away from the baby for 8 hours. It's just really the baby can be with me most of the time except when I'm on stage. So I don't know. We think it's going to, of course, it's a brand new adventure for us. So we'll see how it all goes.
And you won't mind being awakened at 2 or 4 or whatever time the baby's feeding schedule falls in and summons you?
Well, you know, lack of sleep is one of those hazards of the road anyway. So.
True. And how do you plan to balance your family time with band time, especially with you're all going to be on that bus together? How do you plan to find that special time?
Well, first of all, we're going to be touring in much shorter bursts than in the past. We used to travel for 2 weeks up to like 2 months at a time. Mm-hmm. And now we're going out just for a few days at a time and just trying it out, making sure it's healthy for everybody, including us, you know, our marriage and the baby and my bandmates and everybody involved. So
what do you expect to hear from your fans as far as this new change and this new addition to your life?
Well, we've already gotten so much love and encouragement and support from our fans and our friends and we meet so many beautiful people as we travel around, and we do play a lot more sort of family-friendly environments and venues, so I think it'll be a good fit. I think everybody's just excited to meet the baby.
Now, you have actually turned to your fans on Kickstarter to help the Ragbirds buy, you want an eco-friendly and a baby-friendly tour bus?
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going well. We have about 5 days left in our Kickstarter campaign. And so we are looking to get a diesel vehicle that's can accommodate the extra people, the extra road nanny and the baby. And that has some you know, family privacy, something like an RV or a bus that maybe is converted to be set up with a bedroom in the back or something. But very important to us is having an environmentally friendly vehicle. We've been traveling for the past 5 years in a van that runs on waste vegetable oil. So we're able to travel in a much more environmentally sustainable way. And we want to continue to do that. That's why it has to be diesel so that we can convert it.
And keep that footprint very, very light, that
yes.
carbon footprint. Have you got any songs percolating in your mind about this whole adventure of becoming a mom?
Yeah. You know, as a songwriter, everything that happens in my life comes out in song in one way or another. And I'm working on writing new songs lately and developing new songs for a new album, which we hope to record next year anyways. But, of course, the themes are tending towards, you know, what's going on with this new adventure, this whole new world that's opening up and all these new experiences.
Well, lots of fun ahead. Aaron Zindel's band, The Ragbirds, getting ready to head out on the road and embark on a fall tour about a month after Aaron and her husband and fellow bandmate Randall Moore will welcome a new baby. Do we know, boy or girl?
We don't know.
Oh, so everybody will be finding out.
Yes.
You can learn more about all of this at their website, theragbirds.com. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.